Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Today, I'm talking to Pastor Daryl Scott, who knows Donald Trump personally, spoke at the Republican National Convention, appears on national television, and I'm going to ask him about this most incredible election that is nearing the end. We're recording this just days before the election. This is unlike any election in our lifetime. I mean, a lot of people have said that, but it's more than a cliche, it's the truth. And I'm going to ask Pastor Scott to tell us from his perspective, not only as an insider, but as a man of God, what he believes is happening.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got on your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there. Or just call that number one more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. And Pastor Scott, tell us what you think is happening with FBI Director Comey reopening this investigation on the emails with the WikiLeaks and all of the other things that have just been hitting the news in the last few hours and few days.
To be absolutely truthful, if you don't see the hand of God in this, I mean, you know, Donald Trump was seemingly down and out for the count a couple of weeks ago, even though he never lost optimism. He never lost enthusiasm. He doubled down and intensified his campaigning when it seemed as if his campaign had hit rock bottom. He stepped up his efforts to, you know, have rallies and hold meetings and two and three and four. I was with him on last week, and he had done 8 appearances in one day and didn't seem tired at all. And I wonder where he got the strength and resiliency. And then all of a sudden you see, seemingly out of nowhere, the FBI director relaunches an investigation into Hillary Clinton's email behavior. On top of that, WikiLeaks is releasing disclosure after disclosure that is making us, we're amazed at the content of these emails that are coming from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta. And they show a very, very different side of Hillary, and they show the side of Hillary that Donald Trump has been endeavoring to convey to the American public. Donald Trump has stated that the violence at his rallies was coming from outside agitation, and those WikiLeaks documents proved it. Donald Trump said that Anthony Weiner possibly had sensitive information available to him, classified information from the government. He was proven to be right. It seems as if there's a vindication in these WikiLeaks disclosures for the things that Donald Trump has said. It seems as if an unseen hand is guiding this. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's made up an unprecedented number in the polls. In 1 week, he's come from 13 points and 14 points behind in 7 days. I mean, these are like the stories you read in the Bible.
You're right about
where
that.
Where there was famine today and feast tomorrow. The prophet said tomorrow about this time there will be plenty and abundance for all. And you don't see how it can happen, and then it does happen. That here we are a few days before the election, and it's basically tied. He made up a lot of ground in a little bit of time.
You know, just a couple weeks ago, the media was doing almost like a victory lap for Hillary Clinton. They were talking about their transition team. It was almost like, why do we even need to hold this election? We already know the outcome. And then this has just been an enormous turnaround, and the polls have tightened. But I wonder how accurate the polls are, because if you'll remember, the poll showed that Britain would stay in the European Union, and it lost rather badly. And also the enthusiasm factor. I mean, right here in Central Florida, where I live, Hillary Clinton was in Sanford, Florida, at the Civic Center, which holds maybe 500 people. And 10 or 15 miles away, the same day, Donald Trump was at the fairgrounds and had 15,000. This barely makes the media at all, but it shows an enthusiasm level for Trump that I haven't seen in any political campaign in a long, long time.
I can't think of any other candidate outside of if John F. Kennedy was alive today that could pull crowds like that on a consistent basis. Tens of thousands. He's breaking attendance records for rock stars. And it's a phenomenon. It's a movement, as he states it. It demonstrates that there's a segment of America that, you know, wants America to return to conservative values. I always said that as a Christian, I think Christians should be conservative by nature. The Bible says that we have been made partakers of God's divine nature. That divine nature in us should make us be conservative and endorse the conservative platform. But, you know, he's doing unprecedented things in this election, and it's taken the country and the world by storm and by surprise.
You know, it's like everyone knows that politics is corrupt. There have been corrupt politicians and machines and so forth in other generations, of course. But I don't know, the level of corruption that is coming out with the Clinton Foundation, with, you know, what's going on between the Democratic National Committee and the Justice Department and so on and so forth. I mean, you know, if this was in a novel, people would say this, you know, this stretches credibility. Yet we're seeing it happen. And you're right. It's almost like some of the stuff that happened in the Bible. Where do you think all this is going?
To be honest, if I look at it, and I try to weigh it through spiritual eyes. When I read the book of Revelations, I don't see America featured prominently. Now, we have a lot of eschatologists who see it differently. They find America in what they consider to be different passages of Scripture. I myself, in my personal studies, do not see America featured prominently in the book of Revelations. The majority of what we see in the book of Revelations transpires in the Middle East, and it's going to be the result of this Middle Eastern conflict that we are involved in now. Without going into it too far, with me not seeing America displayed prominently, it beggars the question of why. The answer could be either one, as many propose, America has been destroyed in one sense, the destruction of America. Others see the reduction of America, and I can see Barack Obama's globalist agenda, Hillary Clinton's globalist agenda, as they endeavor to reduce America to the status of another third world country. Or we can see the withdrawal of America from the conflict of the Middle East. In other words, we ceased being as active participants in it as we are. Now, having said that, in looking at Donald Trump and the way he says that he wants countries to be more self-sufficient. I'm not stating this dogmatically, but these are hypotheses that I have, that maybe Donald Trump, if he becomes president, will be the one that lessens America's involvement in the Middle Eastern conflict. You know, his populist message, I said it at the RNC, where some call him a populist, I call him a patriot, but he might be the one God uses to lessen America's involvement in the Middle Eastern conflict that is to result in this all-out conflagration. And so, you know, I'm trying to weigh it. I'm trying to look at it through spiritual eyes without over-spiritualizing it and without going off the deep end spiritually as well.
Well,
so these are thoughts that I'm having, that I'm turning them over, and I'm trying to stay current with world events and see how things turn out.
Well, let me put you on the spot. We're recording this just a few days before the election. This will be online for a long, long time, unless we decide just to take it down because it's old news. But I'd like to ask you, who do you think is going to win and by what margin?
I think Donald Trump is going to win a nail biter. I think it's going to shock everyone. He'll either win a nail biter or he'll win in a landslide. I also think that it depends on a lot of things. It depends on if the State Department or the government makes any new statements concerning these FBI investigations. And it depends on, let me tell you something, I think WikiLeaks are saving their best for last. And that all the way up, you know, we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Assange to leak. I think he's going to save some bigger leaks. I don't think his biggest leaks have been leaked yet because he's going to try to influence voters. But I really think Donald Trump is going to win. I mean, when you look at the momentum that he has, you look at the enthusiasm that he generates, and you look at the lack of enthusiasm that Hillary Clinton generates, and the fact that she is reinforcing her campaigning in traditionally blue states, states where she had withdrawn campaigning from because she thought she had them in the bag. She's rushed back out on the field. And she's not looking good right now. The American public is waking up, and there are a lot of Republicans that are coming back, and there are a lot of Christians. You know, after that last debate, when she stated what she stated about abortion, it caused a lot of Christians to look at Donald Trump in a different way. And once again, as I stated, you might not like the person, but you want to embrace whatever platform you think most serves God's agenda. So I think Donald Trump is going to win. I want him to win. I think he is going to win. I don't think we're going to be disappointed on election day.
I think you're right. And if I could just add to what you said about the last debate, of course, I was watching every word, as you know, so many people were. And he said something I'd never heard a politician say when they were talking about the Supreme Court justices. He said basically that Roe v. Wade would be overturned by his Supreme Court appointees.
Wow.
I mean, no politicians even that are pro-life will hedge their words and they'll use weasel words and so forth and so on. So, you know, Donald Trump, because he's an outsider, you know, to go along with the things you said, he is a neophyte and hasn't always sort of known how to, you know, play the game in terms of what to say and what not to say. But he also doesn't owe anyone and he's not part of the machine. And he's one of the few people that could be strong enough to drain the swamp. And as one living here in Florida where we have lots of swamps, I know there's a lot of yuck at the bottom of those things. And it's time to clean it out. You know, a lot of us have had a sense for a long time that there was something seriously, seriously wrong because, you know, even when, let's say, a Republican was elected who might be pro-life or stand with, you know, what we would consider biblical standards more, they get to Washington and not much changes, not much changes at all. If anything, it maybe just slows things down a little bit. With Donald Trump, I think things are going to be different, and I agree with you. You have to see God's hand in what has happened. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think, you know, once again, Donald Trump is very image conscious. He's very brand conscious. Donald Trump doesn't want to be a good president. Donald Trump wants to be the best president America ever had. And he's going to do everything he can. You're going to see a workaholic in the White House. He won't be on golf vacations a lot. You'll see a workaholic in the White House that does his absolute best to make this country as successful and as prosperous as he can possibly make it. I think he'll be a very good president if they just if the American public just gives him a chance. And I think a number of Americans are starting to see that as well. He might be flawed in certain ways. He had to make the transition from public person to public servant. He might be flawed in certain ways, but so are all of us. So we all are flawed. So I think he'd be a good president. I really do. If we give him a chance, it won't be a decision that we will regret.
Well said, and I'm just so honored to have you on my podcast today, Pastor Daryl Scott of Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for your service to America, stepping up as the Lord has opened up these doors for you on the national stage. And I just pray God's richest blessings will be on you. And we will pray and believe that God's will be done in this election. So thank you for listening today to the Charisma Podcast Network and the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.